It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
Boy, I know that's a welcome sound to a lot of people. I've been getting a lot of questions, Andrea. Where's Speak Out? Where's Speak Out? Right? I'm like, I had no idea we had even three listeners, let alone, you know.
Yeah, you're not
just
allowed.
Just you and I.
You're not allowed to shut down. The dealerships don't shut down. Why do you get to shut down?
Who doesn't shut down?
The dealerships don't get to shut down.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, see?
We don't go black, ever.
You don't?
No.
You never go dark.
Nope, we don't go dark.
That's interesting. So I'm reminded, too, by the mothership that we need to mention that we have a frequency change, and it's happening this week. Have you heard of this?
No.
The Bullhead City market area, our listening area, I should call it, is going to 106.5.
Oh, wow.
So okay. You'll have Kingman at 106.3, Bullhead, Laughlin, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, all of that. Topoc will be 106.5, and Havasu and Parker at 106.7. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget that 357, right?
Nope. So I'll just switch as I go between the Tri-Cities.
So I had an idea, being the math person I am, we could call it KNTR Prime because those are all prime numbers.
I like that.
I don't know what Amazon's going to say about it, but yeah, KNTR Prime.
Well, Amazon right now is not on radio, so I think we're pretty good. They just send packages.
Maybe. Yeah, pretty much. So the big announcement, can I say girlfriend on the air? I guess I can, right?
Yeah.
So she got me a personalized pen. I don't usually bring my personal life onto the show, but I've known this person since like ninth grade. And went to the Mojave Mortgage Christmas party with me and all that. So, anyway, this is a cart. It isn't. It's serious enough for her to live in Las Vegas, right? So she got me a personalized. It's a Cardinals pen, but it's nothing you'll find on the website. Uh-oh. It says Polly. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's going to stay in this room in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. And that's just where it lives. That's exactly where it lives now. So
hopefully your Cardinals will do better for you next year.
Yeah. When I saw I didn't see. I watched the game when we lost to Atlanta. I'm like, yeah, this season's officially shot.
Yeah.
I mean, because I like Blau. As a quarterback, he was on one of the Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was with Indianapolis or with the Lions. I'm not sure. But I liked him then in the preseason, watching him in camp. And that I like Blau a lot better than the other one, McSorley.
Okay.
I like him a lot better than McSorley. And you watch the Cardinals, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. They're just not playing with any...
I feel like those sports in general right now, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, 8-8, 7-8, or really bad, like 4-whatever. Like, I feel like that's with basketball, too. Like, there's really not, you know, you have a couple, obviously the Chiefs, the Bills and stuff, a couple standout teams. But even then, I just feel like it's been more of an average.
But I mean, how much worse are the Suns without Devin Booker? Holy crow. They were terrible. Right? Am I wrong against the Knicks?
They
lose by 20-something?
They got Golden State, too, coming up.
Oh, my word. it's like if Book or DA or CP3 are out of the lineup, forget about it.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Get a bench or something. Oh, my word. All right, so speaking of sports, college basketball, you're a big college fan, too. You're just a sports fan in general, right?
Yeah.
Kansas Jayhawks, Texas Tech Red Raiders, tonight, 6:45, little college basketball action. We're going to get you in the mood here on KNTR Sports. That's over on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. That schedule will be up later today. So, anyway, man, what a scare last night, too.
DeMar Hamlin, prayers go up to him and the Bills for sure. I am glad they canceled that or postponed, you know, none of the players, I think they all came forward and were like, how can you play after that?
It was the right thing to do, although it's really rare. Like, I was thinking, you know, what are they going to do? Because back in the day when the Patriots and Raiders, it was in the 70s and Daryl Stingley went down, he was paralyzed for life, you know, and that game went on. And then there were other games where you've had, paralyzed or compound fractures of quarterbacks and, you know, legs and things like that. And Napoleon Kaufman, I think it was, or Napoleon McCallum, one of the two for the Raiders, first game of the season one year. You remember that? Mm-hmm. The running back had a compound fracture. Yeah. It was the naval cadet.
I think this is just so...
Like, wow, yeah.
It's because with the concussion and things like that, a lot of times they're being wheeled out the stretcher. Right. They can give you a thumbs up. They're mobile. He was out. I mean, they had to do CPR, AED for 9 minutes. Like, no one knew anything. So, it's, you know, a lot of them are coming through, and which is pretty amazing when you... As unfortunate as that situation is, it's amazing how many people across the country have come through for him. Athletes across all boards.
Well said. Well said. Because there's a foundation that he has. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it went up. GoFundMe? It was amazing.
He was trying to get to $2,500 for the past year and a half on GoFundMe.
Yeah, and he got, now I think it's up to like, what, $300,000?
Over $4 million.
Oh, now, okay. Last night, within minutes, 10 minutes, it was at that, so.
It's just sad that a tragedy like this had to spark that. But that's enough money you can put away to make that toy drive last forever.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure now moving forward, it's going to be an ongoing.
Right. So. Absolutely. So anyway, our prayers absolutely go out to Mr. Hamlin, his family. And they had, you know, one positive about that was the ambulance being on the field for so long because they were waiting for his mother to pass through security protocols and onto the field so that she could ride in the ambulance with him. We found out all of this later, of course, but the poor TV crew that had to fill.
Yeah,
the whole time.
I
felt bad for Adam Schechter, especially.
Broadcast team, everyone last night. It's just,
Now, over on the radio side, there was I was monitoring both. There was a lot of information that was coming through. I don't know if radio has that luxury of getting more information as they go, passing along, producers, that sort of thing. But, they were doing a great job.
Yeah.
So, anyway, our prayers go out to the families involved, for sure. And, I'm not even sure. I know we've got a lot of college basketball that's coming up. That's your thing. And then, but we've got also, locally, Balloon Fest.
I know. We got some
You guys
events.
Are a big sponsor, and I haven't even introduced Andrea yet. So I'm getting a nastygram. You know, it's the first show of the season I'm allowed, right?
Yes.
No, not with our listeners. They're like big time trolls. You know, there are some. You didn't introduce the guest in the first 10 minutes or in the first 10 seconds. It's Andrea Foote. She is from the Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, and she's marketing and sponsorships. That's your thing. That's what you do.
Yeah, that is my thing and a lot of other things, but that's the main part of it. Anderson Toyota is the title sponsor for the Balloon Festival. We have been the title sponsor now the last few years. It's a wonderful local event that I think a lot of out-of-towners come which is amazing because it brings attraction to our city. It starts Thursday, January 19th and goes through Sunday, January 22nd. What I want to make sure is be on the lookout. Our Anderson Toyota Facebook page, we're going to be giving away a couple of balloon rides. So that is something big. We're going to start posting about that this week. So be on the lookout for those on how to win those. So like I said, we're going to be giving away a few balloon rides. So if you have not done a hot air balloon ride, I highly recommend you. If you want to do
have
it,
you done
I know
it?
I have not. I can't do it right now because I'm pregnant, but, maybe next year. I have not done it yet, but,
I've heard it's the ultimate in calm. Think about that, because you're up there, the wind is, if there's any wind, is carrying you, and there's just, it's just still. You know what I mean?
I think I'd rather fly in a plane, but that's just me.
It's more secure?
Yeah. No.
Heights don't bother me
no.
one bit.
See, a lot of people who've done it say you have to do it at least once. So like I said, look out on our Anderson Toyota Facebook page. We'll be giving away those, and we'll tell you how you can win those and everything like that this week. So.
I'd like to do a touch and go on the water.
See?
You
that's
do
cool.
That, or you could.
You know, I'll do it once. Like I said, you have to do it once.
Yes.
Would you skydive?
I did a thing. There was a thing in Vegas. It was a simulator. And it was called, I can't remember the name of it. Fly with me or something like that. And they had this huge prop in the floor, and it created enough wind to take you up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you could, I couldn't do it. Not in that environment anyway. I was just tumbling.
Well, people like paraglide in Mexico,
and
I'm like, that's just crazy.
It was very difficult. You put on a special suit. You put on the goggles.
Yeah.
I had a gift certificate for it. One of my sisters gave it to me for my birthday one year. And I think it was called Fly Me or Fly With Me or something like that. And yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would skydive or not. It would depend. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, and I'm kind of past the age of, well, you know, let's go jump out of a perfectly good airplane,
YOLO.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. So Balloon Fest, what are the dates?
So it's starts Thursday, January 19th, and it goes until Sunday, January 22nd. There's going to be a lot of vendors, the nightclub, and of course, balloons. It's dependable on weather. So last year, I think they were able to go up once. So we're hoping this year maybe we get, 2 days, 3 days. Hopefully the weather's good to us this year.
That's Havasu Landing weekend for me.
Oh, okay.
The band's at Havasu Landing that Friday and Saturday night.
It's going to be a busy weekend. I think January, we're just starting it off.
Right.
Starting season off. And then we also have the Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Association and Little Dilbert Days.
Little Dilbert Days.
Yeah, Dilbert Days. And that's that is January 28th and 29th, a Saturday and Sunday. And Anderson Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat sponsors that one. So we'll be out there that weekend for the rodeo. That local rodeo, man, gets a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I was there last year, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It was full.
It's pretty cool to see the community come together, and especially because I feel like rodeos are something, I don't want to say phasing out, but they have become less popular over the last, 10 years or so, but I love it.
Yeah, but that's if I remember right, that's a Honeycutt rodeo.
Yeah, this is a local.
That's still Jerry Honeycutt?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. And they do a bang-up job. I love Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry and I have been friends for many, many, many years. His father and I were also friends. And then he has Bob, the announcer. I can't remember his last name, but great rodeo announcer. They have a fantastic I don't think they call them clowns anymore. They're called, like, the bull stunt,
the stunt
guys or whatever.
They have another one, too. They usually come in, I think, March. But
yes.
I have nothing but good things to say about Campbell. I mean, man, what an amazing family. So
right, absolutely. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
We've got something to talk about at the bottom of the hour, too. We have a special guest coming in, and she's going to talk about, her name is Renee, and we're going to talk about the pending or oncoming or upcoming Girl Scout cookie sales, right?
We
were talking
mints.
About that before the show.
I'm about it.
Do you have a Thin Mint craving right now?
Oh, yeah. You put them in the freezer, ready to go.
What's your due date, by the way?
February 9th. I got a month.
Oh!
Over a month.
Little over a month.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Millions have gone through it, right?
Yeah.
Billions. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie along with Andrea Foote. She is in charge of marketing and sponsorships for Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports. Back with more in a moment. All right, we're back on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoie, along with Andrea Foote. We were just talking about Willie Nelson. He's been kind of quiet lately.
I know. I hope he's okay.
Oh, so do I. Yeah. So do I. Just one of the ultimate legends of country, right?
I know. I'm surprised Steve doesn't have him on speed dial.
Nice. Nice. I like it. I'll see if I can. I'll call Lucas and see if we can make that happen, all right? Lucas Nelson, of course, Willie's son. And you're a huge country fan.
Oh, big time.
Right,
that's
right.
The only music.
Local girl, too, by the way, folks. She's pretty much, you're raised in Hempstead,
yeah,
or you're born in Hempstead?
I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speak Out, born, Speak Out, brought to you in part by, I almost said Speak Out, born and raised by. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise. And by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget, we stream live and our archives are at KNTRTalk.com. And I have to mention the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore, because Alyssa, who is the creator of the Lake Havasu City app, brought us the nicest basket, and
oh, that's awesome.
I actually got to take it home. I never get to take stuff home.
That's good.
So, yeah, it had a nice Cabernet in it, and there are just several things: a door hanger,
yeah,
a Christmas ornament, and some cheese and crackers, and yeah, it was nice, and a glass, right? So anyway, thank you to Alyssa for the awesome gift. Being that we're partners with the Lake Havasu City app. So we appreciate that. All right, so we talked about Balloon Fest.
Yeah.
Again, the dates on that?
January 19th through the 22nd, Thursday through Sunday.
Do you have the weather forecast yet?
I'm hoping there's no wind, and every day the balloon's going to go up.
You weren't supposed to say the W word, though.
No.
I said it earlier.
It's okay.
So you're good. I get the mulligan, but
you know,
don't.
I think... there's an old wise tale. You clean right before New Year's. It's supposed to bring you good luck.
Is that it?
I definitely nested this past weekend, so I feel like we're going to have good luck.
Wow.
With weather.
Is that your family tradition on New Year's?
It's an Asian thing. My mom's side's Japanese.
Oh, very
good.
And so
they totally believe in all that. So, yeah, we clean. It's supposed to bring us good luck.
My mom, my mom, since I was three, is German. Right? German
yeah.
descent. Her maiden name was Ringheiser,
okay.
of all things. It was sauerkraut. We had to eat
sauerkraut
on New Year's Day.
I do love the
old... That was horrible. I never do that.
I know.
Maybe
I love people's old traditions, though. I think it's cool.
Maybe I should eat sauerkraut now on New Year's Day. That might
you had a bad year. Yeah, maybe you should.
I had a great year.
So then...
I've had
yeah.
a great run.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do, right? So I think I'm okay. I think
good.
I'm doing okay.
Without sauerkraut,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, this New Year's Eve, the band was together 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good run.
Yeah, that's a really good run. It's still going.
28 shows, like five set shows in 3 months, coming 3 months. So, yeah, we're busy. We're booked.
Yeah.
For sure. Charity golf tournament.
Yeah.
I was talking about mulligan earlier. I get a mulligan for saying the W word. But you don't.
I would like to just talk about the – we have two golf tournaments. Our Anderson Power Sports is sponsoring the hole-in-one for the one on Saturday, January 14th, which is the Havasu Balloon Festival golf tournament. And that is going to be at the Lake Havasu Golf Club, as well as Sunday – Anderson Toyota will sponsor the hole-in-one for the Havasu baseball team, so all proceeds go back to the baseball team. But I would like to mention, man, us sponsoring these hole-in-ones, right, we've been doing them for a long time. And this past year, we have had two people win. And so, get a hole-in-one. They got a vehicle at Anderson Ford Kingman.
What?
Yep.
We've done two hole-in-one winners?
Yep. We got Anderson Ford Kingman. We had a winner. They got a vehicle with us there. Anderson Toyota just had one in Laughlin in November. We sponsored a hole-in-one there.
At Laughlin Ranch?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And so that... you know, he will be getting his vehicle as well through insurance. Yep. So I'm telling you people, by sponsoring these hole-in-ones, you know, we've done them a long time and we've had two this past year.
That's insane.
And so two people are walking away with a brand new vehicle. So it's pretty amazing.
This is the way I would market it, right? Things happen in threes. So yeah. You're due again.
Maybe a side by side this time around.
Oh,
cause
yeah,
yeah we'll have, Anderson Power Sports is sponsoring the, Balloon Festival golf tournament.
Right.
So.
What course?
I think that one is going to be the West course.
Oh, okay.
But I got to double check.
Yeah.
But everything's online.
What do they call it? London Bridge West?
Well, it's the Lake Havasu Golf Club.
Oh, Lake Havasu Golf Club West.
So,
yeah,
they have the West and East course.
Right, right.
So.
That seems to be the popular one for tournaments.
Yeah,
the West.
You know, that golf club has worked with us on a bunch of charity tournaments, so.
As well as they have with Kiwanis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for sure. So there's a lot coming up, folks, you've got Balloon Fest, you've got the rodeo with Little Delbert Days, and then you've got the charity golf tournament as well. And, man, you guys are busy.
We're busy. Yeah. So.
You're busy.
Yeah. It's good, though.
What about right after, like, February 9th?
Oh, I'll still be working.
You'll still be busy.
I'll still be busy. Like I said, we don't go dark, so we are constantly out there for the public and for people, and that's the biggest thing is giving back and putting our name out there. So,
okay, I don't know if I'm overstepping here, but you said you were nesting, right? So I'm going to take that a little step further. You have a theme for your baby room.
Yeah, it's
this
like...
This is kind of cool.
Our last name's Foot, so we do the land before time,
uh-huh.
So everything's dinosaurs, and that's what we got. A bunch of people got us so many things at our baby showers, so we are set.
It was land before time themed baby showers?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yes, dino themed. My girl Courtney and all of them, just my gym girls definitely threw it out of the water, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're going to be your son, daughter?
Son. He's going to be a dinosaur fanatic.
A paleontologist.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect. Hey, words are my business. What are you going to do?
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Andrea Foote, our guest. We're going to move on to the Girl Scouts.
Were you a Girl Scout? I was not, but I am all in to donate my money for cookies.
Oh, that's awesome. Hopefully, we've got some Thin Mints coming into the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's no sink in here, but there's a refrigerator and a coffee maker.
We got everything else.
And a tea kettle. There's all kinds of stuff in here, but no sink. What are you going to do? Speak Out will continue in a moment. Thanks, Andrea. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
And good luck with the events.
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Trying to be everything can make you lose your mind. I just want. Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, and we have Renee Nelson in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've also got two Girl Scouts here, Cassie and Gabby, and we'll get to Girl Scout cookies, one of my favorite things in the whole world, in just a moment. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herbs, Herbs, Sun Power by Esme Electric, samsguns.com, and by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And don't forget, and this is especially true for Girl Scout cookies, buy local or buy local. So is it the same with Girl Scout cookies? Is it the same as in past years where you can get them anywhere? Are there any changes, I guess, is what I'm asking. When you go to the grocery store, a lot of times you see the girls selling the cookies. They just have armloads of cookies for people to buy. But are there other options?
There's always got to be different options, right? Well, when it comes to our Girl Scouts, we do what we can in order to be able to help them be as big an entrepreneurs as they can. So we not only have the booths, we also have girls that are going door to door. We've got girls that are selling to friends and family, but we also have online sites. And this year we have a special cookie that's only available online. So
what?
That the girls, right?
That's awesome.
So that the girls can learn how to be able to sell specifically online, because that's where the trend's going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about food apps.
Yes.
Are you?
You know, I gotta love these deliveries. They're beautiful.
It's not the deliveries. It's just ordering from a food app. They offer discounts that you don't get in the fast food place,
oh,
you know, or a sandwich
awesome.
Shop or wherever you're ordering from, right? So, anyway, where do you go? Do you download the Girl Scout cookie app? What do you do?
So there's actually a website on finding cookies that you're able to kind of see. And what happens is each of the troops enter in their booths and where they're going to be, so you get specific times and such. Unfortunately, things do happen, so sometimes they may not be there, like
yeah,
if they've got like a sick kid or something. But for the most part, they're fairly accurate.
That's interesting. So there's a Girl Scout website. Let's talk about the troops first here in Havasu. Are there one, two, three, or how many troops are we talking about in our local area?
So right now, after the pandemic, mm-hmm. our Girl Scout registration went down a little bit. So we've only got about 5 troops at the moment that are fairly active. We had about 14 or so before the pandemic. We're working on being able to get that, but we really need those ambitious leaders mm-hmm. that are willing to be able to put themselves out and give those girls that experience that they need.
Interesting. So we have Cassie and Gabby here, and they're local Girl Scouts. They're smiling because this, you know, you're going to remember this for a long time being on the radio, right? You can also go to our website. And at KNTRtalk.com, you can hear this later, along with thousands of other people who listen to the show online, right? Not to make you nervous or anything. So, Cassie, tell me about yourself. You're in 7th grade at Thunderbolt Middle School.
Yeah, I am.
Are you interested in business later in life? Is that what has Girl Scouts taught you so far, and how long have you been a Girl Scout?
I've been a Girl Scout. This is my 8th year. And Girl Scouts has taught me people skills and business skills, how to count money back, etc. And I've met a lot of people along the way.
Now it's taught you how to be interviewed on the radio, right? Public speaking.
Yeah.
That's another big part of it as well. So how long have you been in Girl Scouts?
This is my 8th year.
Your 8th year?
Yeah.
And you're in 7th grade. So what, since 1st grade?
Kindergarten.
Since kindergarten. That's amazing. What school did you go to in elementary school?
In elementary school, I went to Jamaica.
Were you born and raised here?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that's really interesting. So, okay, you both have vests on, and I want to talk to Gabby as well. Gabby's a 9th grader at Lake Havasu High School. And are you there? Yeah, talk to me. I don't know why it's not working. I'll have to figure this part out. All right, let's see. Let's try this again. Go ahead and talk to me.
Hello.
There you are. All right. So, anyway, you're a 9th grader at Lake Havasu High School.
Yeah.
How long have you been a Girl Scout?
This is my 5th year.
And what is Girl Scouts, what has it done for you personally?
Well, I've learned a lot about being more of an open person. And, like, I feel like I can express my thoughts better because everyone in your troop is here to listen for you. And I have also learned a lot about my business skills, too, with
really?
Cookie selling.
In what respect?
Just, like, good etiquette and how to not be persuasive, but, like, tell how your product is.
How important do you think it is to actually thank people? I'll ask both of you that. But I'll start with you first, Gabby. There's an art to saying thank you. That way people, or you write a note, handwritten notes, that sort of thing. But it's very important in business, don't you think?
Yeah, because you're going to be grateful for however they help support you. So I feel like it's very important to tell your buyer how thankful you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Or a group. You can always send them a note, an email, anything. Mm-hmm. Call them on the phone. But do you agree with that, Cassie? And how do you say thank you to people?
Well, I think it's very courteous to say thank you because I like letting people know how much I appreciate it because they just did good deeds and everything, and I want to let them know how that helps. And
right.
Yeah.
So you're both wearing vests, and what is the vest? There's little badges on there. There's a number. Is that your troop number?
Yeah, it is.
What's the troop number? 415?
Yeah.
415. What badges do you have? Cassie? So the badges in Girl Scouts are a little different, though. It's not the patch, right? These are like pins.
So we have patches as well as badges.
Oh, you do?
So the pins that you see on top in front of their vests, mm-hmm. those are actually, there's the WAGS pin, which is telling us that we're part of a World Girl Scout organization.
WAGS.
As well as there's our trefoil pin for Girl Scouts USA. On there you also have our council patch, the U.S. flag, and their troop numbers. On the back of their vest, you see a bunch of patches.
Oh, I wanna see
those
that.
Are different fun things that they've experienced
oh,
and
wow.
that they've done. And these girls actually have a lot more than actually on their vests. They just happen to have moms who are a little slow at putting them on.
Well, you can always learn how to sew, you know,
yeah.
right? Absolutely. So even I know how to sew, believe
yeah.
it or not.
And then they actually have badges that go on the front that are actually hard-earned work that they've put in. They're just a little slow to being put on at the moment.
Cassie, what was your favorite badge to acquire?
There's a lot of different badges I got. I think I personally like the camping badges because, well, I liked camping and I got a badge for it and there's the little trees on it and I liked that.
Right. Where did you go camping to get that badge? Backyard?
So
the island?
We went camping at many different camps.
Oh,
like
okay.
We went to a Boy Scout camp once.
Wow.
We've been to different Girl Scout camps in Prescott and Flag. We've done individual camps and tent camps and things like that.
Camping's very a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Until you get to be a certain age, then sleeping on the ground isn't so fun.
Very
but
true.
Anyway, Gabby, you have a lot of badges too, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. I also really like the camping badges because I like the outdoors and seeing all the different animals that you can see or you can spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Do they have them go out bird watching and things like that too?
That is actually one of the badges that they have. There's a lot of outdoor badges. There's ones that involve STEM projects. Some of the ones that I've heard lots of fun comments about are actually about like the engineering badges, science and such. Building roller coasters, we've done roller derby kind of things. I mean, lots of different fun stuff.
So you mentioned the Boy Scout camp where
mm-hmm.
they can camp, where the Girl Scouts can camp as well. Is there a partnership with Boy Scouts?
So there's not necessarily a partnership per se. They're two entirely different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
However, we work really well together, and we collaborate. So, I mean, last year during a cookie booths. We had a strong cookie booth out at Walmart, and we also had the Boy Scouts right across from us doing a food drive.
Oh, wow.
And that actually inspired some of our Girl Scouts to go inside and use some of their cookie money in order to give back with some of those food things for what the Boy Scouts were working for.
Right.
So, no, it's a collaboration just within our community. We work well together.
Interesting. Cassie, do you have specific goals you want to meet as a Girl Scout?
I do want to get better at speaking to people, and I like being able to count money back and, like, all the business skills.
Do you teach them to count money back the old school way, Renee?
Since they're daisies.
Since they're daisies. Wait a minute. Now we're going to a spot that I'm not familiar with. What are daisies?
Daisies are the very first level of Girl Scouts.
Kind of like Cub Scouts.
Kindergarten and first grade. So from the time that they start selling cookies or fall product or they're starting to learn how to speak to others, we're teaching them how to count back. It's an important skill that they need to learn.
It's a lost art.
Yes.
So you're keeping a lost art alive. Absolutely. What about you, Gabby? What do you hope to achieve while you're in Girl Scouts?
I want to learn how to speak better with, like, conversation skills.
Mm-hmm.
And doing things like this can really give me experience.
Well, you're doing a great job so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about my favorite part of Girl Scouts, the cookies.
Yay, cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love Thin Mints. I think that, what is it, the Samoas?
Samoas,
yeah, those
yes.
are great, too. And then, but I don't think I've ever had a Girl Scout cookie that I don't like.
Well, that's good, since they're about the best cookies out there.
So what's going to be featured this year?
So, girls, did you want us to talk about the raspberry rallies and give an idea?
What's a raspberry rally?
A raspberry rally is the new cookie. It's like a sister to the Thin Mint. It's instead of mint, it's raspberry, and inside it's like bright pink, and it's really cool.
Oh, wow. I think I just went into sugar shock. I love it.
And it comes in two sleeves just like the Thin Mint, so you can feel confident that you can eat a sleeve of cookies and still have half a sleeve left.
Nice. I like how you marketed that. That's awesome. So, okay, raspberry rallies. Is that the one that's only available online, though?
Yes, that one's only available online. It is vegan, so just like the Thin Mint is vegan, which is great for us to be able to have that as an option. It's going to be available, actually, they extended cookie sales by 1 week, so we could do the online. So it'll be available from February 27th to March 5th. So after the basic cookie sales were intended to stop, we've got one last week to be able to offer those sweet treats.
Wow. That's okay, so go over the flavors with me, all the flavors.
Okay. So, girls, what are your favorite flavors? Why don't we start there?
My favorite cookie is the Adventurefuls, the one that came out just last year. It's a brownie cookie with caramel cream and a caramel drizzle, and it's so good because I love chocolate.
Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't? All right, and what about Gabby? What's your favorite flavor?
I really like the Toffee Tastics. They're the gluten-free buttery cookie with pieces of toffee inside of them, and they're one of our specialty cookies.
You know, even though it says gluten-free, if you didn't put gluten-free on the package, you wouldn't even know that it has that designation. They all just taste amazing.
They are among my favorites also. They remind me a little bit of a crumbly shortbread with little toffee pieces in it. It's so good.
I love toffee.
Great with coffee and tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're dippers, right?
Yes, they are definitely dippers. What are some of our other cookies, girls?
A very big one are Thin Mints. Everyone loves Thin Mints. They are chocolate wafer cookies with a hint of mint. Another big one is Samoas.
Yep, just like we said earlier.
Yeah.
Have you been selling cookies the whole time you've been in Girl Scouts and Daisies?
Yeah.
Every single year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she should know the whole menu by heart then, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They do?
What about the price this year? Is it like everything else?
You know, you'd think, but
yeah,
no.
You would.
Girl Scouts
what?
Is very good at being able to find a way to keep their cookie prices reasonable. So keeping in mind, we're not necessarily buying the cookies. We're buying the experience and the learning opportunities for the girls. So they're a little bit pricier than some cookies, but they're still... All of our cookies, except for two, are only $5 a box, and the other two are $6 a box. That's it.
That's fantastic.
So our two that are $6 a box, what are they, girls?
We have the Girl Scout S'mores and then the Toffee Tastics.
Girl Scout S'mores?
Yes. It's a graham cracker cookie with chocolate and marshmallow spread on the inside, and it comes in rows of three, and there's lots of cookies in that package.
So, Renee, the Toffee Tastic, that's just, you don't have to get that one online. You can get that one from any Girl Scout, correct?
All of those will be available.
Is it an order process this year then? Do they bring around the order form and you say how many you want and then they deliver them, I don't know, a couple of weeks later or whatever? How does that work?
So if you're lucky enough to know a Girl Scout, we actually
have. I do now.
You do, right? So if you're lucky enough to know a Girl Scout, we do have pre-orders that are actually starting on January 6th. And those will be taken online. And people will be ordering on there. They'll put in their credit card information and the girls will be able to actually deliver to them in person if they're local, or they'll get the cookies shipped straight to their door. And then after that, on January 16th, you're going to start seeing those cookie booths, all your favorite grocery stores and other stores throughout town.
I have to ask this. A listener is asking me via text, are there boys in Girl Scouts?
So, no, there are not necessarily boys in Girl Scouts. It is a girl-led entrepreneur program for financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
We do have individuals of differing genders depending on the troop.
Yeah.
But as far as the question, are there boys? No, okay. There are
so
not.
So it's troop dependent.
It is troop dependent.
That makes sense. So, Renee, again, we're talking with Renee Nelson. She's with the Girl Scouts, and she's, what are you, troop leader?
I'm a troop leader of Troop 415, yes.
Troop 415 leader. And so what does that fall under in the big picture? Is that the Pine Council still?
Arizona Cactus Pine would be our council, yes.
Arizona Pine. Okay, and how long have you been a troop leader?
I have been volunteering with Girl Scouts for about 8 years, pretty much since 2014. I was actively involved before as a parent, but actually as a co-leader or as a troop leader since then.
Were you a Girl Scout yourself?
I was, but I was only fortunate enough to be able to do it for a couple of years.
My sister was in an organization called the Campfire Girls. I don't
yes.
know if you remember that. She was the Camper of the Year and all that. But what? So Boy Scouts have the, what is it called? Oh, man. I asked you this earlier.
The Cub Scouts.
The Eagle Scout.
Yes.
They have the Eagle Scout designation. That's mm-hmm. the highest you can attain it in Boy Scouts. What about for Girl Scouts?
So with Girl Scouts, we have several different levels dependent on grade. But it's also, you know, specific achievements. But as far as our achievements, we've got high awards. So we've got a bronze award, a silver award, and our gold award.
Oh.
And our gold award is fairly similar to the Eagle Scouts and actually holds the same kind of regard as far as colleges and employment opportunities and such. It's basically where a Girl Scout puts in tons of different effort for a long-standing community change. And you can actually go online to girlscouts.org and look at many of those different awards and the different things and changes that the girls have done.
So if I'm looking at a resume and a candidate or job applicant has gold award recipient, that's a big deal.
It's a huge
deal. So they had a community project and the similar to an Eagle Scout.
Yes, most definitely. So they've one of the amazing things that they've done is it's not just within their own community. A lot of times these awards are making within states, national, some are actually international differences of what they're doing.
Oh, wow. Have either of you girls, Cassie or Gabby, have you thought about going that far? Is that a long stretch for you to try to get your gold award?
Yeah, I think I would want to get that because I want to do Girl Scouts until it ends, really.
Until you want to take it all the way.
Yeah.
How, and what about you, Gabby?
I also want to do the gold award. I am still thinking of different projects that I can do and how to get my community service hours for it.
So, Renee, how many girls make up your troop?
So right now we have a fairly small troop of just 9 individuals. The different troops throughout the community can range from 5 to 30 or more.
I got you. Okay. How do people that want to introduce their child to Girl Scouts, how do they get in touch with you or somebody from, you know, Girl Scouts?
So there's a couple of different ways that they can do that. They can go to girlscoutsaz.org, and on there they've got little places where you can actually register your Girl Scout, and it'll help you to be able to find different open troops and such that are available. And that's probably one of the quickest ways to be able to do that.
Interesting. All right, don't forget, folks, starting this Friday, the 6th, Girl Scout cookies go on sale. That's a big day. I'm gonna mark that, right? January 6th. Perfect. Girl Scout cookies go on sale. You'll need to come back to the station, and we will definitely, I know between myself and Tracy and Marissa, we'll probably order quite a few boxes of cookies from you. All right?
We would love to come back and visit.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Renee Nelson, Cassie, a 7th grader at Thunderbolt Middle School, and Gabby, a 9th grader at Lake Havasu High School. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Coming up next, Speak Out 2.0, Bo Hellams from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, the president and CEO. He's a guest on the program today for the entire hour from Laughlin. You can call that program 702-298-1063. All right, that's after news and a short break. It's Speak Out 2.0. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.